Hey, this is the Unfiltered Mind podcast brought to you by Purity. And guess what? Today we have an amazing personality. Like I promised before, that I'm bringing Glory Amike, the all friends kind of person. She have a lot of friends, like I said before, you know, she have plenty of friends, and I really want to know how she has been keeping up with these people, how she has been coping their ups and downs, their moody. When in terms of happiness, how has it been? Is it real, fake, kind of? So I have her on my list. Amike Glory Chima. She has been my friend for years. So Amike Glory Chima, you're welcome to my podcast. I need you to introduce yourself.
Okay, so my name is Chima Glory Amike. Yes. So that's it. What else am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Well, that's it. You've done enough. Thank you for being on this show. Thank you for being on this podcast. All right, back to the topic that we have today. Glory Chima Amike, like I like calling you, Sha Mama G. So, yeah, how do you make your friends? How do you select your friends? How do you pick your friends? Was it something that comes naturally, or Is it kind of selective?
Yeah, funny enough, it comes naturally. It's not selective. My friends, they come naturally. So nothing special, like nothing, no stress.
Okay, no stress. You know, we are all humans. Yeah, we're bound to have a lot of personalities that might not stick to what we really want. So our friends might have personalities that might not stick to what we want, but how do you cope when they are not in line with what you want?
Well, the truth is, I don't even know how to put it, but then it's not easy per se, because we all are from different backgrounds. And from different places, we have different understanding about different stuff. So truth be told, yes, I know I have a lot of friends. Even my friends say so, that you have friends, you get. But then the truth is, I just try as much as possible to make them understand that, hey, you just have to be you.
Yeah.
You get. You just have to be you. And funny enough, I try as much as possible to understand them. Until when you get close to someone, you'll be able to know some stuff. And one thing I think I have never done to any of my friends, or I don't do, is judge. It's just any of them. See, I have friends with the worst of characters. Yes, I'm not going to encourage you to keep doing wrong or keep doing bad. But with time, I'll find a way to let you know that, you see, this it doesn't work like this.
You mentioned something, sorry for interrupting you.
No problem.
You mentioned something of you kind of feel comfortable of them being them, of them being who they are. So I'm going to ask you, do they feel comfortable about you being you? Like, are they comfortable that you are yourself?
Yeah, the truth is that I don't think I will have that answer, the answer to that question, because I don't know their thoughts. But to an extent, I feel some of my friends are not okay with that.
Yeah.
Do you get? I don't know how to put it, but maybe by the time you start seeing one action, one character like that, one behavior, you just know that, maybe this person is just, you'll now be wondering, like, what's happening? What's this? You get. So sometimes I just feel that, okay, maybe this person is not just, it's not just okay with the fact that you are like this, or you are like that, or should I say you are too good, or, you know, I don't know if some people have a problem with you understanding them. Like, you can basically tell me everything. This happened, that happened, and I'll be like, oh, really? And there is no stress. Like, I try as much as possible not to pressure them.
Okay. So it's okay if you don't choose to accept who... It's okay if they don't choose to accept who you are, And you have really get to understand that, oh, I have to accept who these people are for me to be in a good terms with them.
Exactly.
So exactly. What if in a situation where they are selfish, you've accepted who they are, but they don't want to accept who you are? What if in a situation, how have you dealt with it?
Okay. Funny enough, I have something like that on ground now. But then the truth is, in this kind of situation, I just keep my space, actually. That's just the truth. Yeah. No fights, no quarrel. But you know, when you're trying to be that friend to this person and you're trying to make this person understand that you can tell me about anything, you can come to me about anything. Funny enough, it's not all about you. You know, this friendship is a two-way thing. And you can actually be trying to be friends with someone, and probably the person is taking it as a competition or something. It might not really be a competition, but the person is just trying to see the bad side of you. I don't know if I should put it the bad side of you, or I don't know how to put it. Maybe it's not just working.
Yeah.
You get it. Or trying to, you know, when you are all in for someone and the person is like, it's just after there, like, yes, the person is just there, and then you are wondering, am I not being the kind of friend this person was? Am I not doing all I have to do? Have I not been trying? Have I not been a sister to this person, and all that and all that? But then you can't change anything about it,
and right?
Instead of me to bring it up as a fight, funny enough, I've spoken about it before. Okay, this. Why is it always like this? And there's always excuse upon excuse. Okay, no, it was not like this, it didn't happen like that, and like this. It's just, I was just in my space, I had this and this going on. And I'm like, you don't just throw people off like that. You don't just put it away and come back whenever you want to come back.
The truth is,
most times I try to understand all this, but I'm human. So once in a while, I'll just feel, why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why is it like that? And then I'll feel down. But I don't let that weigh me, like, not at all. I just try to give excuses for them. And I think another thing that really, really helped me with my friends is giving excuses for them. And I think I tell that to a lot of my friends. I have friends that will come and say, this person did this person did that. And I'm like, do you know if this person is going through stuff? The person might not actually be going through stuff, but for the fact that you've made excuse for that person, makes it easier for you to forgive or understand the person.
That's like defending them.
Exactly. Even without them saying anything yet. Yes. Okay.
I'm just going to point out this thing that I noticed from you, what you said. You know, when you're defending them, you want to accept who they are. What if they're a bunch of negative people? Does that mean that you are keeping negative people? No, I'm not saying you are keeping, but I'm just saying that what if accepting them means like accepting their negativity, and then you have to keep negative people around, but you have to understand that everyone is human. Is it cool? Would you advise people out there like, these selective people that have this character, but I have to understand them, I have to understand that they are human, so I keep them around? What would you give the same advice to people out there?
It depends, because one, if that friendship is actually having an effect on your mental health, you just let go. Funny enough, there are some kind of friendship that they matter, but they don't really matter. Okay, if you're acting like an asshole, just stay where you are. Whenever you feel you are okay, or maybe I'll always say, oh, this person is crazy. I know she's crazy. Whenever she's done being crazy, she'll come back. All that is that. But then when it gets to a point where it's affecting your mental health, like, okay, the truth about it is that before I actually started making a lot of friends, I used to be very close to just few set of people.
Yeah.
Do you get? And those persons actually dealt with me. Like, you know, when you just know that this person is my friend, we're going to die together, we'll be together and all that. And when that person is not around, you just feel down.
Yes.
And it's more like you're trying to put, not that you're pushing yourself to the person, but you're the only one I have. Oh, now you be my friend. Now just you like this. You get the point.
Yeah.
And then the person is not available, or the person now probably feels that she's not up to your standard again. I'm not following high class babes and all that and all that and all that.
Yeah.
And then you're left alone. And then growing up,
those people, should I classify those people as they were true friends before but not anymore?
Exactly. So, and funny enough, I still talk to those my friends, but I felt then that I had just you, but then you were really good to me then, but once in probably you had to grow. I don't know how to put it. And yeah. But then I'm fine. So I don't just have to keep you. There are a lot of people that don't have a lot of friends. It's fine. Their circle is very small. Funny enough, I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends, but I am really, 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 really close to only few.
And
one thing about me is that I may not have spoken to you for the longest of time, 6 months, 1 year, and then we just meet or we just see and we're vibing, we're dancing, we're shouting. People will be like, and you tell this person that I've known her for 5 years, but you will not understand that in that space of 5 years, probably we've just seen twice.
Yes.
Do you get? And I try as much as possible to make my friends understand that we are growing and we have to deal with a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I have a very close friend of mine that we've not spoken for a very long time. For no reason. And then probably she just blacked out. And she's fond of that. Maybe she just blacked out and tomorrow she's back. Next tomorrow she's out for a long time. Okay. And then once I'll always go online and be like, hey, what's up? It's been a while. How have you been? Hope you're good. How is family? I know one thing is going on. I know a lot of things and all that. Just be cool. And whenever I need someone to talk to.
To hold you there. Okay, these people that you call to check up on, do they also give you back, like, if you black out and then you probably have a lot of things happening around you and that's the reason you might not be able to come online or check up on those people, do they give in that effort that you put in whenever it's them? Did they reciprocate?
The shocking thing there is that this person I'm actually going all out for is not going all out for me. Then the one I am not going all out for
is the one going out for.
Thank you. So
I'm on a real life.
And they tell you, no joke, seriously. So that's actually the truth. This one I'm going all out for. I'm taking this like really personal now. It's not. But these other person that are just, what's up? Okay, cool. Babe. And they're the ones that actually did this. And funny enough, recently, I've decided to stop focusing. Not that I won't care. I will care. But I won't focus on those that don't really care. Like those that don't reciprocate what I'm giving.
Yes.
So I just focus on those that are giving back to me and then work home.
That's really great. You know, as we grow older, we should be a bit more particular about the company we keep. They say, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. I'm still trying to understand this mindset where we have people who can be influenced and people who can be influenced. You know, I could keep bad companies, but I'll choose to be different. I'll choose not really be close to them, but I'll just choose to see them in another from far, but I will not be influenced. And then we have these people that are easily influenced by any person's character. I was asking a friend of mine in church that why are people easily influenced? Maybe your friend have a fancy hair or fancy dresses and you don't have a fancy dresses. You start feeling down. I'm pretty sure like it has happened within your circle. How have you been able to feel about it, or how do you feel about it? Maybe you have a friend of yours or in your circle, someone is maybe richer. Have you ever felt kind of pressure on yourself that, oh, I need to get this, this my friend have this? Have you ever felt that kind of pressure on yourself?
Not at all. And do you know why? I have a friend that is doing, should I say, better than me? Will I say better? Or she's just okay, she's good. Me, I see myself as the best. So yeah. I don't care about what you have. And then the fact is that I think the friends you keep will actually, it depends on your friend. Like, how would I put it? Okay, I have this very classic friend of mine, and she's very neat. She loves hair, bags, and you know all those high class chic. And we grew up together. Yeah. We grew up together. So she has never made me feel. She has never made me feel that, oh, maybe I have this more than you, or I'm doing better, or I'm using 13 Pro, and you're just with. I don't know if you're getting. Like, she's. I've never felt that way.
And okay, with her, me, right?
Yes, with her. I've never felt that way. And funny enough, with me, I had this friend that, yeah, I was doing better than, let me put it that way, so we'll understand. I was doing better than, or I was more comfortable than she is. And then there was a time she invited me over to her place. You get? And yeah. She was like, ah, they're not really okay and all that, you know, managing. I had to sleep on the mat. And you need to see me. I was flowing.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how, hey, I can carry that bag, or I can make that hair. I can be classy, but I can be this too. I can accommodate. I can be here. Do you understand? Yes. And then we all slept together. The mat was there. We slept together. As far as the place was neat, so I could eat there. It's not as if I was forcing myself to do something. I just had to flow.
Yes.
Do you get? I just had to flow. See, friendship has a huge impact in our mental health and happiness. That's the fact. So you as a person, you don't have to let yourself make the other person feel bad or seriously think that.
Imagine if you had reacted that.
Gone there and like, I can't sleep here. Oh, I've never slept. You can imagine.
You know that kind of. She will feel very bad.
This public toilet and all that. Yes. I had to bathe from like a well water, but all I did was I went out to get Dipto. I was not staying there for the rest of the year. It was just a day, and I had to celebrate with her family.
Exactly, it's so just the action you put in towards people's lives,
exactly,
or the reaction either.
Exactly. So I feel you as an individual should first check it. For your friend to be feeling that way, you're doing something wrong, actually. Except that friend is just a devil. Because some people, no matter how down you can be, you just be wondering, is this one from one marine kingdom? But the way you meet those ones that care about your happiness,
yes,
that are your true friends, they won't make you feel that way. They won't make you feel less of yourself.
No,
they won't make you. Exactly. So that's just it. So me, the other way around, I don't think any of my friends has made me feel such. And because I see myself as a very, like, I don't think you can come and tell me anything less about myself. It's not possible. If you like, carry the front, carry height, carry hair, carry back. You know, feet. I'm still glory. And I'll
Mama
still be
G.
And funny enough, if everybody gets to see themselves like that,
yeah,
I don't think there's going to be a problem. See, yes, there are some people that are actually ready. There are some people that their arms are open to receive you. But you as a person, your village people is just disturbing you.
That's what they say. We are not equal. All fingers are not equal. So the same way you can choose who will influence your life and then who will not, it's the same way people can't. So it's not totally their fault. Just like you don't want to judge any person, it's not totally their fault. I don't know. I'm trying to understand this mindset.
Well, I don't know, but friendships are important, seriously, because sometimes I have this friend that most times when we just call and we talk for hours, and it's all by, okay, this happened, that happened, this is not going well, that is not going well, that is not going well. And then I'll just say, okay, maybe she's really down. And the next thing is that I'm looking for joke. Yeah, saying something really serious, and I'm like maybe doing one kind of funny look and all that, yeah. And she's laughing. I had a friend one time that was crying, that she was having Oscar cramps, like she was rolling on the floor, she was crying. And I came, I was like, what's happening? And she's like, Tommy's really disturbing her. One of my other friends was there, and all that. I was like, sorry, what are we going to do now? I brought food. She was like, she can't eat this one. I said, just try. And she kept on crying. I just checked my phone. I had one dance I did with my guy, a friend of mine. And funny enough, I just played the video and she watched the video and started laughing. She just started laughing. She laughed and laughed and laughed. And I was like, see, person where belly the pain. And that's,
I can tell you.
So sometimes you just have to be there for that, your friend. It's not as if I'm not going through shit. It's not as if I don't have something to cry about, but we're supposed to be there for each other. At least if this person is down and you call this person your friend, just be there.
Okay. That's like a nice lesson. I think everyone should try to just be there for your friend too. But people like me don't like to have plenty friends. We like to watch from distance, care from distance, and not let people inside. Because when you let people inside, they could, you know, other things. But that aside, okay, I want to ask you that, your friends, what are they like? What's the range? What's like, from out of 100, how many percent are guys and how many percent are girls? And from this percentage, who do you think are more understanding? I know you go for guys, though. Me, I'm not. I know you go for guys, but I'm going to ask, who do you think are more understanding, and who do you think would always defend you and have been defending you and been there? Which of this group would you say have been the best of friends than the other one?
Okay. Presently, like now, if you ask me this question, like, let me see, 5 years back, I would have chosen the guys. But then, yes, but right now, seriously, it's female, like my female friends, yes. And I'm saying it with my full chest. And you know what I say? I think that's one good thing about having a lot of friends. Funny enough, because it's not actually all of them. Out of the lot I have, I just have few that are really, that I can call anytime. Like, I can just pick up my phone and call Mama P, and I'm like, this is happening, and I'm crying, and she's like, sorry, and she's like, okay. And you get, so actually the female, I can't remember when last I actually picked my phone and called a guy to say and all that. And I've heard people say that, guys are understanding. I'm gonna forget the girls you have as friends, they are witch. Come and have my type of friends as friends. And
the kiss.
the ones you have are witch, the ones that, but if that girls want to do you something, they will do you something. We let's just say I've always been respecting myself. I don't think I've made anyone feel less of themselves. So I don't see reasons why they want to punish me. And in as much as I have friends, I have limits.
You think
I have
friends really care about what you do or something that they will not punish? When they want to do you strong, to not those good things that you've done, probably be like nothing to them, sha.
But then in as much as we are cool and all that, there is a limit. There is a limit to because me, I've heard of friends calls, so maybe it has not happened to me, but I've heard of people that friends have shown shaky. And I'm like Jesus, may this kind to not even do me, because when you are my friend, I'm all open, like I'm trusting you like full time.
Okay. let me ask you this particular one. I think that should, yes, we, if you are, have, if you have more than one friend, if you have, sorry, more than two friends or three, we experience this kind of more likeness on the other person. Have you ever happened in your circle where someone loved the other one more than the other person? Let me just say, you guys are five or friends, and then this person are much better. They understand each other, and then you feel left out that, oh, why am I not this person's favorite, or why am I not this person's special, that kind of thing. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen that kind of one-sided love?
Okay, yes, it happens. But then let me quickly share this with you. The reason why I got very, very close to one of my friends is because I think in my clique of friends, we are six. Yeah. So there was these two that they were very close. They stayed together in the same lodge. So they were very close. Like, you know, when this other person knows practically everything about this other person. Yeah. Do you get? And then the other person was now getting close to me. We were getting close to each other. Do you get? But then I don't go asking her, what did that other person say? Or what's happening? What are you guys discussing? Or what's the instinct the other person is gisting? You must gist me. It's not my business. And me and this person started being very close. I think now we're the best of friends. Like, we're very close because of one certain incident that happened. So she had to travel to a far distance with the other friend, with the other one that they were very close. And okay, she didn't tell me she was going that far. She realized she lied. Reasons best known to her, which she later said that she didn't want to tell me because I'll be worried, like, you're going far and all that, you've not gone this distance and all that. So she didn't want me to be worried, so she said she was not going to tell me about it until she gets back. Yes. The one that was where we're getting close. Then the other one had already told me that she was traveling this far and she was taking this other one that was getting very close to me along with her. Do you get? But the other one had already lied to me that she was not traveling fast. Sure. She was going home.
Did you feel that? And then,
funny enough, I did not, because I just said to myself, she had reasons why. Because even if she had told me, I'm not going to stop her. It's your shit. Like, it's your business. Jigget.
But you expected more from her.
Yes, she would have told me, but the other person told me. But then I kept cool about it. I just made excuse for her. Do you get? I just made excuse for her. And it's one of those things. All through her journey and trip, there was even a time she called me video call. One of them, because they were not together. Do you get? Yeah. They were not together. So the other one called once. And I was like, hey, what's up? Okay, cool. How is everyone? How is family? I didn't even go asking her questions for her to feel that, okay. I didn't give her more reasons to lie to me. I didn't go telling her, I didn't go asking her, okay, give mommy the phone. Or, you know, there's some kind of question. I already know that, okay, she's not at home and I want to deal with her. And I'll be like, okay, give mommy the phone. And then there's another lie. And then, do you understand? Yeah. Give this person the phone. And then, so I was just like, oh, okay, how's everything? She was on the phone, okay, bye. And all that. So after a while, I think after like 3 weeks or so, the other of her friend told her that she already told me that they traveled together.
Yeah.
We were cool. She didn't even know I knew because we were all flowing. I guess she had the reason why she didn't say anything to me. So when the other person told her, she started feeling bad.
Yeah.
Do you get? She was not feeling that, oh, another. And then when she came to me, I was like, this is the reason why I didn't tell you, nothing much and all that. That she's really sorry. And that's the only time she has ever lied to me and all that. And I told her, I said, funny enough, no offense, because it's actually your life.
Yeah.
You get. So I can decide to travel and not tell you. Maybe when I'm there, I'll be like, I traveled.
Yes.
I try as much as possible not to. It's not your right. It's not my right to know.
Yeah.
You get. You should tell me. I feel you tell me what you want me to know.
Yes.
And if it's something you can handle, it's fine not to talk about it.
It's like a respect of your privacy.
Exactly. So I just told her and I was like, ah, it's fine. And when she was already telling me this, we're already like very close. That didn't stop us from being very close. So since then she was expecting me to maybe get angry and all that and all that and all that. May I just noticed that the way she was just looking
at
me, she was
like,
where's this girl from?
Shout.
Well, I'm telling you, like, why did you go without them? Who have that time? Who else? The only thing that I would give is that no key yourself.
I'm telling you,
someone that wants to love you and be your friend will be there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now someone that wants to be your friend. I want to stay, will stay.
Okay.
And will I say I've just been lucky? I would just say I've just been lucky. Anyway.
Talk about this luckiness. I want to know about it. You know, so maybe I feel tough for a man. You get.
The truth is, I just practice compassion. Like,
hey,
I just practice compassion.
Mama G.
Seriously, and I treat them how I would want to be treated.
Exactly. I think that's the key.
That's just it.
How you want the way you want to be treated.
Don't be all bossy and expect them to be your slave. It doesn't work for me.
And it points out to you a question I want to ask you now. You know how you can be down to earth, and then you know how to tolerate, you know how to maybe want to help others. Have it ever become a leech on you? Maybe people taking it for granted?
Yes, it has.
And how did you feel towards it?
I felt bad, no doubt, but I just had to adjust my expectation. That's just it.
Okay. Another point, your expectation shouldn't be very high of people.
Exactly. And giving each other space. Like,
aqua space now.
I'm telling you, yes, giving each other space. Be active together. Yes, be active together, but still give each other space. That's the fact.
All right. See,
like I said, you being friends with someone is not like I don't know how to put it. It's not a must. No be must say the person go tell you.
It's not be must.
Exactly. No be your right. So when you feel this person, maybe the person has not. The person never trust you, say, make I tell you this. Say, don't get offended.
Yeah.
See, even me as a person, no be everything that they talk.
Yes, yeah.
No be. So, when it's like that, don't feel, no carry on for head as if they know one thing. Ha. So, that's just this. So, give each other space. So be active together.
Yeah. I'll probably say from your point of view that your friends meet your social and emotional needs, and they are friends. You know, there are people you can call on. Said, I just remember there was this particular time you had to call me to help you to get a hotel where you are your friends. That was actually a lovely one. No more, you know, that kind of after school this thing that you guys did. It was,
we had,
you
know, fun. It's
people's friendship expectations, you know. It's people's God when, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's a really nice word. So I would classify your friends or the kind of friends you keep as them being fun. I'm probably understanding in a way, but God knows how you'll be dealing with it. But it's not for you. You made them, and you made them to be your friends, and then they became your friends. So I think you already have ways you have been coping with them, such as showing compassion. Exactly.
Yeah. And then another thing I try to do is I have a lot of friends. I don't put it that I'm all in for this person and I'm not all in for this person.
Yeah.
Like, I can be here and you need my help and then I'm there. Like, okay. I'm all in for all my friends. That's just how it is.
Okay.
And I make them understand that me being friends with this person, you can be friends with this person. I know there are people that are saying, you are my friend's friends, not my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I don't think I have any friend that is a friend and I'm not there. We might not be close, but we're cool.
You know, in this case, if you can still be people's friend, that they're not your friend.
Yeah, but we'll be cool. Like,
or we'll they are just, your friend, we'll just, but you are not their friend. Instead.
Yeah, okay. It's just like I want to be practical now. It's just like mama, you as my friend, my mama, my paddy. And then I think when you came around, it was I practically left you with my friend.
Yes, yes.
Do you get? I practically left you with my friend because I will I say not that I trusted I won't put it there. Yes, I'll put it there because I trusted that particular friend and because I felt that friend has grown to an extent that okay, I know this is what she likes and what she will not like.
Okay.
Do you get? So yeah. And then another thing is for you to be friends with someone that I don't know how to put it. It's not actually good for you to be friends with someone that have a friend that you're not a friend with. Like, what are you guys friending?
Wait. Okay, well, let me say it. You know, if I happen to be your friend, and then you come around with a friend, and then I want to be a friend to that person you're a friend with, is that what you're trying to say?
It's not bad. Yeah, it's good. That's how it's supposed to be. Not that you must be friends, but you should be cool.
Okay. You know okay. I had this thing on social media. People said something about it where you must not be a friend. You must not be friend to my friend.
Yes, I'm not saying you guys should be like best of friends, but you should be cool.
But
with
it's
this
cool
person.
To me.
Do you know most times what happened? And do you know what I found out?
Well,
there are some friends that come and tell you wrong about your other friend. Don't mind that girl, she's this, she's that. That's the only reason she won't want you to be friends with that. But you are friends with her. What are you doing with someone you're talking about?
It depends
about?
On people you are keeping up with though, because me, I don't think I'll keep friends that have shape like that. What's that?
Exactly. Do you get? So why would you not want me to be friends with your friends? That means maybe you're actually telling that your friends that maybe me and you are not friends or
that girl is something just is girl. Wrong.
Or maybe I'm the one pushing myself exactly. Yeah. So, but if you're on a neutral ground, like, now my paddy be this, and you come around, mama meets my paddy meets mama. Now, you understand?
Yeah.
No hard feelings. You guys must not be best of friends, but then you guys are cool. When you see outside, you be like, what's up now? Or when maybe let me say you now you're in a position where you have to go to that person's city, you're like, okay, I have one of my friend here. What's up? Can we see? Can we? You get that kind of thing. Not that I don't even talk to that girl. I'm going to be my friend at this person's friend. I'm like, what the?
Okay, mama, this question is particular about you, particularly about you. Okay, we've known, people will do you wrong. And then I'm going to ask you, have you ever done wrong to people? And how have you approached or cleared your attitude towards people? Have you thought to yourself, maybe am I impacting negatively or positively on these people? And from your own, what would you say you have been to people? Not having
I've offended people. I may not say people, but I know of one person I've offended. And yes, I'm not going to lie about it. It was not intentional.
Okay.
Because this person, she was actually my friend, but she was always giving this negative vibe. So I'm like, you know, when there's a problem and you bring the problem and then see what's happening. And then you get a reply like, now your business. Or I don't know, just sort it out. Or I don't know what to do. You know, when even no matter what I say to this person is not going to help.
Yeah.
And I decided that, okay, I'm going to do it myself, which I felt bad because I did something or I traveled and I didn't let the person know that, okay, this is what happened. The person, she felt bad and I felt bad too because I knew that, okay, I wronged this person. We actually spoke. There was enough time for me to say that, okay, I was going to go here. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. But then I've done that before and it didn't come out good. So I had reasons why I didn't just bother talking about it. I was like, let me take care of my shit myself and be done with it. Exactly.
Remind me how many friends you have again.
How many friends? I have plenty friends. Should I start counting?
Omar, Give me a total, sum it up.
Let me sum it up. Let me say. 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm telling you. Okay, now to be frank, friends, yeah. I call friends and I call me friends. The shocking thing is that, eh?
Yeah.
Not just two.
Are you serious?
Not just two.
Like the legit ones out of the ones you know.
We are not adding you. In short, the legit one among all that you know, just two.
Hey.
Just two.
Yeah.
Just two.
Child.
So that's it.
So legitly, you have two friends, like the ones you can call up anytime.
Anytime.
And they turn up for you.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. It's really an interesting number, you know. You know, you can be there for other people, but then you have this special, and then those two people also have this special something.
Exactly.
It's like giving you back the same energy. That is what we need in this life.
Exactly. That's just it.
So we need people to give us back the same energy. I can't put in 100 and you're putting in 20.
What is happening? It can be frustrating. And you keep letting this person know that I am here. Oh, can't you see me?
100%.
And the person is like, are you mad or something? Something wrong with you. Can be frustrating, actually. But then when you try and try, it's not working.
You just let it go.
Seriously, you just have to.
Okay. What best advice? Three, just did it into, sum it up to be three. Will you give people out there who probably are confused of kind of friends they should have, or how they should treat their friends, or how they should tolerate beings, or how they should assimilate beings? Or the positive one, should they take in the positive one or negative one simply because you want to let this person be human that he or she is? What's the three advice in summary would you give people out there?
Okay. Like I said, okay, building each other up.
Building each other. Yeah. But what if you are not yet in the same place, like, oh, building each other, is the person ready to build with you? Is it breaking down the building that you did? You don't need
if the person is breaking the building, you leave me. Are you going to stay there and wait until
I'll just take that one as know when to leave.
Exactly, know when to leave, and giving each other space. I don't know how you want to see this space though, but that space should be there. Like, don't be following the person yams to yams. Like, it's not your right to know everything. Yes, because some people can be so, I beg, rest, Fano, rest.
Yes.
And funny enough, there's some people that when you're friends with someone and you're friends with another person, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, how do people deal with that? Because I can't just be friends with you. So if you shoot me tomorrow, who will I go to rescue me?
I did tell you.
So you just have to give each other space, like set boundaries.
Yeah.
It's very important and it's going to help in the long run.
Yeah. Okay, I'm waiting for the third one.
I'm thinking. Honesty. Just be honest.
Okay. Oh. If that's, oh my. If I say I go contact friendship lesson from you.
I did tell you that kind of thing. Don't be honest, because at the end of the day, nobody is going to flog you. Sometimes I don't see reasons why, like, why are you lying? You know, some people are just, do you know what used to kill people? You're trying to be what you are not.
Yes.
Just be honest.
Okay, just this question I just entered. Have you ever noticed that your friends are kind of in competition with you?
Yes, just one.
Very obvious that she was just pushing, or he or she was pushing it?
Yeah, it was obvious, but at the same time, funny enough, I had to confront that person. I was like, what's happening? Me and you know the fight.
As in, they say one was bad.
Yes, what was with the whole? But then, there was an excuse. Blah, blah, blah. It's because of this. No, this happened and that happened. And I'm like, okay. At least I came out. I told you, hey. So if that's what you had in mind, I've told you that. Me and you know they drag. We know they drag pants. We know they drag anything. So...
Okay, one thing I notice about you now is the communication aspect, where you have to meet your friends, then tell them the way you perceive something. If it's not the truth, the person can then hear, say, okay, it's not, you're getting it wrong, you're getting it right. I think everyone should understand that communication part is really important in any kind of friendship, because I don't know what is wrong with you. You know, I don't know. So how will I know if you don't communicate?
Exactly. How would I know? And that's what used to kill a lot of friendship. Because see, no matter how much you want to put it, if you don't let someone in, person can't come in.
Yes.
That's the truth. The
you person can't come in. Imagine if I'm staying in Lagos and then this person is staying in Abuja, and then this person has a lot he or she is facing. But because she decided to blackout, or rather, let me use that word, blackout, or take herself off, and then you've been trying to reach her, you know, it's not really possible. Maybe you've done everything, but the next day or the next moment, the person pops up and be like, you didn't even bother, you didn't even care, you didn't even just... Guy, how am I supposed to know? I've been calling you for hours, I've been calling you for days.
I'm telling you. Like, how am I supposed to know? And funny enough, you ask, so you care. Like, what's happening? And then there's a yes, no, okay. You know those kind of silent treatment that I beg.
That silent treatment.
And then you're like, I beg. Then funny enough, the next time when you're like, what's really happening? And then, oh, this was happening. And I'm like, this was happening. I didn't, and that's what you see. I try as much as possible not to let my shit affect others. That's the truth. I had one time that, okay, my dad was not really feeling well. And I was cool. Like, I was crying inside. But, you know, there are some persons that will go through that. And maybe your friend will just be like, what? Or you just snub the person. I'm like, Abe, calm down. Now she's sick, your papa. That's like, and then when it's happening, I'll be like, what?
And she's sick, your papa.
As in, what is this? You don't treat people like that. You don't, because it's actually very wrong.
All right.
So,
from the best friendship coach, from the best, you know, relationship coach, Gloria Mweke Chima, don't give us top this thing where we feel use bundle our friendship together. If you like, say, we're supposed to carry note to her, be supposed to be masterclass with Gloria Mweke. Masterclass with Gloria Mweke. May they come pay, because this is the masterclass. This thing, I don't know. I'm just seeing it that way, you know. I'm just seeing it. I admire you for the kind of friends you keep, for the kind of, or the way you treat your friends, to be very honest. I'm just going to be real honest with you here. This is not about podcasts right now. This is about me telling you the truth. I admire you a lot. I keep saying it. You are down to earth. For real, you are down to earth. And this somebody I can call anytime, any day, and she comes out for me. I'm just letting you know my heart right now. Forget because they're not podcasts. This is me being very honest with you. And I will tell you in how many years to come, that you are still the glory I met. You've not changed a bit, no matter whatever have happened or whatever, you are still glory. And that's a very big thing for me, you know, having a person like you. It's a very big thing for me, and I'm appreciating you today. Keep it up, bro. Oh,
thank you. I'm feeling so emotional right now.
Get out of my
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I really want to appreciate you coming to this, and we having you on board to talk on our podcast. Really appreciate. I want to say that your tips is really helpful, such as I pick something like knowing when to leave, and then, you know, I think I learned that in the church today. That's like our pastor's topic, know when to leave.
And that the Holy Spirit is talking.
I wish she go church today.
Oh, yes, now.
So know when to leave, and communication, you know, these are the things that makes your relationship healthy. You don't have to keep negative Nancy's around
at all. When it's getting to your mental health, just
Jaffa
also.
Oh yeah, I
didn't tell you.
I go start to keep friends like this. Don't worry, the next time you see me, just see like 20 people, they come your place.
I'm telling you, please, no one is taking my
God forbid, 20 people. And they pack
you. You run, no, you are the one that will run.
I run for my life, I beg you. If one person will make me mad.
I'm telling you.
As then. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. Really appreciate. And for the tips, we want to say a big thank you. And to the listeners, kindly know that this is the best, should I say, relationship coach. I beg, make una patronize that more. Should they sell dresses? Not be dresses now. Now surprise package.
Yes, gift item, customized gift item.
Nah, wait till they call them entrepreneur. Shaving now it's new be again.
Yes.
A business manager. Shaving.
Yes.
All right. Now you have a good night, and thank you for being on the podcast. You still listening to a Filtered Mind podcast. Share, invite your friends, listen, and follow us on all our social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, every page. I beg me kuna follow me. Very important. I would like to say good night. I'm a Kiki Richima.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.